December 24th, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. From here on in, I shoot without a script. See if anything comes of it instead of my old shit.
Hey guys, happy Thanksgiving. This is just gonna be a real quick episode because I am actually recording on Thanksgiving. My family's downstairs waiting for me. That's how dedicated I am to you guys. But I wanted to post as soon as I could the interview with Will Chase. It went very well. It was on Tuesday night, and I'm very happy that I could get it for everybody. It was a great show. I recommend everybody go see High Fidelity once it opens on December 7th. You'll learn a lot about Will in this interview, but for anybody who would like to learn more, you can see him in both Vogue and Elle magazine this month, and I hope you enjoy. Later.
Hi, this is Will Chase, and I play Rob in High Fidelity.
So, how does your experience with High Fidelity compare with your experience with Rent?
My experience with High Fidelity has, creating a role is like a completely different animal. And so Rent, you know, I was going into something that obviously Adam Pascal had created, and you kind of, you know, you directors always say they want you to bring your own thing to it, but they do mean that, but they also, obviously you're doing something that was already created by someone else, which is, you know, an interesting technique and thing to be able to do, because that's what I did forever, was replace people in Rent and Full Monty and Adam again and Aida, and with this you're just, you know, creating something from scratch, so it's a lot more special, and it's a lot more daunting. It's kind of scary that, oh my gosh, how can I create a character, you know what I mean? So I would say that's obviously the major difference. And vocally, you know, this one too, I kind of am the narrator, so I have to be, I can break what we call the fourth wall, and I can talk to the audience the whole night, which is fun and scary too, because you never know who you're gonna, you never know where, when they're gonna come along for the ride. So, and you don't really have to do, I don't have to do that as Roger in Rent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a lighter question.
Mm-hmm.
What song out of all the songs you've sung so far in your career is your favorite to sing, and which is your favorite to listen to?
Oh my goodness gracious. My favorite song to sing. I would have to say What You Own in Rent, probably.
That's a great
singing
song.
With Matt Kaplan is probably one of my most favorite memories. I guess my most thrilling moment ever singing something probably has to be I did the Secret Garden concert last year. Singing Lily's Eyes with Stephen Pasquale was probably one of the most thrilling moments of my career, because I was doing something that I never thought I'd get to do. One of the first shows I ever fell in love with, and getting to sing that for that concert was pretty amazing. Listen to, like, that I'm not singing? You mean just,
yeah, like,
to,
if you listen general? To, like, yeah.
You mean in musical theater or just anything?
Well, it started as a musical theater, but it could be any song if you want.
I don't know. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with listening to Adam sing one song, Glory.
Okay.
And I'm a Beatles freak, so anything by them. I mean, literally, I could listen to anything by the Beatles, and that would make me pretty happy.
Okay.
Yeah.
What made you want to go into acting and theater?
Well, I grew up singing, but I was a percussionist and studied to be a conductor in college, and I never thought I wanted to do the acting thing, and I kind of fell into it and did Sweeney Todd in college, and enough people came to me and said, you should really think about doing this, and I kind of did and found that I really had a passion for it, and then I just never looked back. I moved to Chicago and became an actor, and, you know, just started pounding the pavement like every other actor, and got lucky a few times and worked hard, and, you know, here I am. I feel like I know.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
And you've done various guest appearances on TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
How does a live show compare to doing film?
Completely different animal, and, you know, live you have immediate response, and which is incredible. Drug when people are laughing at something that you're doing, or moved by what you're doing, or crying, you know, by what you're doing. TV and film is very artificial feeling, because it's never shot obviously in order, and you do setups, and it takes forever to shoot. You know, you shoot an episode of Law and Order, it takes 8 days to shoot. However, I love that as an actor, I like that rush of having to wait, and then when the actor says action, having to be in an emotional state. You know, in theater, you go from A to Z. You get to go on the whole journey. As Rob, I get to go on the whole journey, so you get to follow the emotion. I get to go on the same emotional journey as the audience. In a television show or a film, you may shoot out of order, and you may kill somebody your first day of shooting and then have to go back and fall in love with them the second day of shooting. You know, so it's, but that, I find that fun too. It's a completely different thing, and it's they're both tiring as hell, and tiring for different reasons. But you know, I don't know which one I like better. I guess I'm starting to. Theater's tiring. It's just, you know, it's, everybody thinks it's glamorous. It's pretty grueling. You know what we do, 8 shows a week, and constantly worry about your voice, and constantly worry about what you look like, and how healthy you are, and things like that. You really never stop doing that. You know, if you sign, if you're in a show for a year, that's what you're doing for a year. You know, and so that's why actors take good care of themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to branch into like a music career, like a, or is acting?
No, I don't have that. You know, I think the music. Music's harder than acting. Getting in the music business is, I mean, I've got, had a chance to work with Toni Braxton and Aida, and she just, you know, and a lot of musicians, and it's just a hard, any of my friends that are trying to do CDs and do things like that, I admire and say, you know, go for it, because it's such a, it's a harder, it's more cutthroat, you know, because you're packaged, and it's image, and that's every bit of it, that's it. You know, as an actor, I can play Rob or Roger, or get to do something like Secret Garden. I can constantly reinvent myself, and, you know, I would never, I never want to be, I really don't. I mean, direct maybe someday, but I don't even I don't think I have that desire right now. I really love acting. I love storytelling. It's what I like to do.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have 2 daughters.
I do.
What do they think of all this?
Crazy. No, they think everybody's dad does this. They don't think. They really don't think it's. You know, I have obviously a lot of friends in the business who have kids, and. They kind of don't, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, my dad's on Broadway. It's nothing. They're 7 and 5. So they, you know, they don't think it's anything weird at all.
That gets rid of my next question. Like, you're the cool dad up at school, or?
Cool dad up at school. You know, parents are like, well, but it's weird, though. When you walk your kid to school, and when I was in Rent, I was, you know, black nails and rings and bleached hair. And I'm like, I'm going to make sure my kids don't hang out with their kids. You know, you get those kind of looks. So, yeah, that's always interesting. But, yeah, I guess I might be the cool dad. It's cool.
That's cool. So your Broadway debut was in Rent in 1998.
God, yes.
And you've done many other shows in between.
Yes.
And you reappeared in Rent.
Yes.
Which was your favorite?
Gosh, I mean, I would have to, I have to say, man, that's hard to say, because they're all so special. You know, you meet so many great people, one,
right.
And they become your family and friends and stuff. I mean, I could say, you know, Rent changed my life, because it's my first Broadway show. Miss Saigon, which I'd done on tour before, I loved doing that role. That Chris, I feel like, you know, I mean, I'm too old now, but I feel like I just love that role. I could do it, right, you know, let's do it. I'll do the revival. No, you know what I mean? I love that role. Full Monty probably changed my career, in that I was starting to carry a show, and it changed also, you know, I like the way my career has gone, because vocally, like, to get to Rob, this is the hardest vocal role I'll probably ever do, and I could never have done it 5 years ago. I couldn't have done it probably 3 years ago, just because you don't have the endurance to do something like that. You know, getting to do Rent again, there's nothing more special than getting to do Rent again. I got to come back to it as a, you know, a 36-year-old, as opposed to a 28-year-old, when it's like you're nervous, it's your first Broadway show, and you're covering. I was covering Mark and Roger. To get to come back and do Roger and sit in the piece and really be able to sing it this time was... I mean, you're getting more special on that. And that show is probably the most important, you know, I would say it's probably the most important musical piece to be written in the last decade. So, to be a part of that again, absolutely nothing like it. But this is probably this is fun. This show is so much fun. Daunting task to carry a show like this. And I certainly don't, I mean, my cohorts on the stage are doing just as much as I am. I'm just out there more. And, but it's so much fun. It is so much fun to be part of a comedy that works, you know. That's why it was fun to be in Full Monty, because it was a great, fun script and smart piece of good, you know, good grown-up adult night out theater. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A few more questions.
Okay.
Sorry. This is your second time working with Matt Kaplan.
Yes.
How does working with him here compare to working with him in Rent?
I don't get to really do, you know, it was great because in Rent, he's Mark, he's the star of the show. He carries us through the evening. It is so great as Mark. And again, like I said, seeing what you own, toilet flushing. singing with him is truly one of my favorite. I love the song anyway, but he sang the crap out of it, which allowed me to sing the crap out of it. It was so much fun to sing that song with him. We don't get to do as much, but I love the fact he's such an incredible actor that it's funny to watch. You know, he does a couple things I won't give away in this show. He's so great. And to take what most people would look on paper, an ensemble track, is truly a great feature, and that's the great thing about this show, too. Every person in the show has a great, really, truly, wonderfully featured track.
Yeah.
So, even though we don't get to interact much, just to look over and see Matt Kaplan is kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. Well, good luck to you. Am I your first interview?
Yeah, your first interview.
Well, break a leg. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
So that's the interview, and I have to say he was very nice, and it was a pleasure to meet him. I hope I could meet him again sometime. And yeah, go see High Fidelity. It was a great show. Very funny, great music. Happy Thanksgiving once again. I'm Paige, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.